Julia Sebra, Grapple with the Greeks. Written by Gary Northfield and read by Rupert Degas.
Oi! Cried Julius at the stranger. You can't just go around chucking my friends through the air. Who do you think you are?
I told you, laughed the muscle-bound man. I am Heracles, son of Zeus. I seek the champion named Julius Sebra and his friends for an exciting adventure.
Listen, hairy Keith, son of Zeus, retorted Julius.
Heracles, corrected Heracles moodily.
That's what I said, continued Julius. I'm not looking for any more adventures. For one thing, my mum will kick me up the bottom.
Oh.
Heracles seemed taken aback, and he bent over to have a good look at Julius. A big grin crept across his face, and he gave a huge belly laugh.
You?
He exclaimed scornfully, and he took another close look at Julius, prodding him in his tummy and examining Julius's scrawny limbs.
You are no champion.
Heracles suddenly felt a kick to his shins, and he spun round to find a crocodile looking at him crossly.
You take that back, you big bully, Lucia fumed. Julius is a champion, so you'd better say sorry. I don't care who you are.
Heracles laughed again.
He guffawed. What strange, spirited creatures you are.
He gazed closely at the strange menagerie that stood before him. He grabbed Felix and held him in a headlock.
And you, antelope, are you a great champion?
Yes, no, I don't know.
Heracles let poor Felix drop to the ground as he paraded up and down in front of the animals, chuckling to himself.
As you are no doubt aware, he boomed, due to my vast legendary status, spanning the centuries and traversing all the known lands, I was tasked to complete 12 arduous labours.
I've never heard of him or his stupid llamas.
But it appears I was deceived, continued Heracles. And one of my labours has since been undone.
The demigod waved his arms defiantly towards the skies.
My father and ruler of all the gods, Zeus, demands that I finally complete this labour if I am to take my place on Mount Olympus.
He turned directly to the animals.
I seek great champions to aid me on this quest, yet all I find are puny beasts claiming to be the heroes of legend.
He turned to face them and placed his giant hands on his hips in a dramatic pose.
So you leave me with little choice. You must prove your greatness to me.